This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Brightmont Academy is a one-to-one school. Their mission is to provide customized one-to-one instruction to help as many students as possible reach their full academic potential and prepare for college and career. Joining us this morning is the director of the Brightmont Saline and Northville locations, Annie Buttrip. And this is a private school. Let's talk a little bit in particular about the Saline one here in Washtenaw County. It's located by Imagine Theater?
Correct.
And that's just off of Michigan Avenue, just outside the city of Saline. How long have you been operating there?
I've only been operating both of the campuses a little over 4 months.
And tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they go there.
Well, Brightmont is a really unique school. It's a one-to-one campus, and we service children who may suffer from anxiety, learning disabilities, or students that want to excel with one-on-one instruction.
And how do you do that? Is it supplemented to the school day and something they would do after school, or this is an actual school where they would get everything they need?
We have a little bit of everything. We have everything that students could need, whether it be a middle school student or a high school student. We have some students that come to us for core classes and then might go to the public school for electives. We also offer tutoring and skill building classes for students who might be struggling.
You do it all.
We do.
What are some of the problems you encounter with what is happening with children when they're not excelling?
Well, I think there's a few things that we see at Brightmont. We have quite a few kids that suffer from anxiety. As you probably can expect, you know, the public schools are very busy. They're very big in this area. And it's often difficult for students to manipulate that big of a campus. And with things going on in the different public schools these days, students might need more of a one-on-one and something more quiet, something more comfortable, and we're able to provide that for them.
So do they have an experience of other students being with them, or they, when you say one-on-one, is the teacher the student in the classroom?
That is it. It's one-on-one, and it's all customized for each student.
How do you go about doing that customization for a child?
Well, we have an accredited curriculum that we utilize, so everybody has their custom books that they utilize online, but then they also work with the teacher and they work with myself to find out where they're struggling, and then we can customize whatever they need for them.
And regarding learning disabilities, tell us a little bit about what you're encountering with those students. All kinds of disabilities?
Yeah, we have quite a few things. We have students that have individual education plans. We also have children that have what's called a 504 plan, which might be something that they just need small tweaks throughout their day to make it better for them. It could be something as simple as turning off the lights and allowing children to use lamps where the light is less for them. It could also be something as simple as just having a quiet environment. Mm-hmm. So we really work with whatever the students come with, and we just work to customize whatever they need to make their day successful.
This is really interesting, because if you can overcome those kinds of issues, mm-hmm. you can learn.
Absolutely.
And you don't always get that in the larger settings.
You don't. And what's really interesting to me is we have zero issues with behavior. The kids are so well-behaved, they are so focused, and they are so eager to learn when they come in for class. It's unbelievable.
Gifted students, advanced students, students who have been bullied, competitive athletes, students with health issues or other special needs, you're covering the gamut here. Regarding competitive athletes, why would this benefit them?
What's really great, our campus is open Monday through Thursday from 8:30 to 5. It's open 8:30 to 6, and Friday's 8:30 to 5. Mm-hmm. What's really great for the competitive athletes, actually for all students, is we can customize their day. Think about being a high school student and getting up at 7 in the morning to go to school. It's really tough for most kids. Mm-hmm. So when you think about the athletes or even students that struggle in the mornings, we can customize their schedule for them to be whether it be 3 days, 2 days, 4 days. They can come in as late as 10 o'clock. They can come in as late as 11 o'clock, and they can stay as long as they need to stay. So what's really great, we have a student right now who we're holding his student visa from Canada. He's a competitive hockey player.
Oh.
He's a junior in high school, and we made his schedule for him Tuesday, through Thursday so he can travel on the weekends.
That is very accommodating.
It's amazing.
How do you juggle staff with those kinds of schedules?
You know, the staff is fantastic. It's really just looking at their schedule and when the teachers are there, mm-hmm. what the teachers can teach, and we just plug the students in for what the schedule needs are, and we go from there.
Annie Buttrip with us. She is director of Brightmont Academy. There is one in Saline, a private school, and very accommodating to its students. What is mastery-based learning model?
Mastery-based learning model is really just working with the kids at their rate or their speed. We have some students that might move quite a bit slower, so we work with them until they're able to master the complete concept. Some students might move a little faster, so if the students move a little quicker, then we can continue on and give them things that will add to the curriculum. So it's really just allowing the children to master based on their own speed.
And what grades are you teaching?
Six. We are middle school, 6th through 12th.
6th through 12th
yep.
grade. And if people walked into Brightmont, what mm-hmm. would they see? Do you have individual classrooms that people go into, or how does this work?
Yes. Basically, the school is set up really intriguing. There is there's a middle area that we call homework studio for students to work in. They can go to a class, then they might go to homework studio. The classes are set around the middle area, around the homework studio area, and they go into an individualized classroom. It's a very warm, comfortable setting. The door is closed. They have a computer. They have a whiteboard. They have a big desk, and that's their classroom for that hour. And then we have, you know, we have math, science, and then we have English and social studies. Mm-hmm. So we have teachers that are masters in both of those areas.
You can go online and find out more about Brightmont Academy. It's brightmontacademy.com, and that's BRIGHTMONT Academy.com. 87% say since coming to Brightmont, family conflict related to school issues, such as discipline, homework, and grades, has decreased. That's incredible. 89% of Brightmont students plan to attend college after graduation. 89% of parents say their child feels safe from bullying at Brightmont. 94% of parents say Brightmont teachers and staff support their child's emotional needs. 90% of parents say their child is more confident as a student since coming to Brightmont. So you're countering all of those things that prevent these students, in many cases, from learning, whatever it might be, scheduling, bullying, disabilities, and you're able to achieve success because of this one-on-one instruction. I imagine the students feel a lot safer at Brightmont.
Correct. I have quite a few conversations with students that talk about being other environments and how when they come in, they feel successful, they feel confident, they're excited to be there, and they feel like they can really focus on what they're there for, which is learning.
Talk a little bit about the students that have special needs that have an IEP. Mm-hmm. Many times parents struggle working with the schools on making sure that the IEP is adhered to, that they're getting what has been laid out. It seems there's always some kind of issue going on with that. There are limited resources. How do you handle that at Brightmont?
We have a few people that work directly with the school district that come to us once a month. Mm-hmm. They work with me directly to make sure that we're giving the students everything that they need on the IEP. When an IEP does come into us, I look it over in detail, and then I work with the teachers to let them know exactly what these students need. Through the school district, like I said, we work with the liaison there, and we meet monthly to make sure that everything is done properly.
Mm-hmm. You have some interesting stats on research that was done on this, data from the U.S. Department of Education. Now, this was from the 2016-2017 school year. Special education students in Michigan are not getting the support services they need to succeed academically. In Michigan, for students ages 3 to 17, high dropout rate, 29% of children with disabilities dropped out of school. Low graduation rate, 63% of children with disabilities graduated with a regular high school diploma. 19% of 8th graders with disabilities scored basic or above in math on the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Boy, kind of stunning when you see this.
I think what's difficult is we often see the public school is so big, it's really difficult for them to keep track of every single student. We're able to do that because it's one-on-one.
Right.
We do testing with the students 3 times a year, and we look at that growth, and it's unbelievable what you can do one-on-one.
And also, 97% of students say their teachers make learning interesting at Brightmont for them, and they are getting the academic support they need to be successful. Wow, that's a pretty good rate there. The teachers adjust learning to fit their needs, and that's the difference.
Absolutely.
Very interesting. Hadn't realized you were in Saline.
We are, and we are ready to enroll more students.
And give people an idea on the cost for this.
You know, the cost varies. We have students that come to us that might need something as simple as a credit recovery. A credit recovery semester is $2,700. Mm-hmm. We have the middle school programming runs $24,500, and the high school is $29,000.
All right.
And again, the students can move at their rate.
And do you have any scholarships or anything?
We have, no. Unfortunately, we don't. And what's unfortunate as well is the state of Michigan does not give funding to private schools for students that struggle. The public schools feel like they can accommodate the students, which often is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
We have parents that will dip into their college fund for their students, and that's one resource. But unfortunately, there's nothing that the state offers.
But if you give them a good start at this age, who knows what the future holds for them?
You got it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Otherwise, they get lost.
Very much so. And again, as schools are so big, I mean, we think about some of the school districts and there's 800, 900 students. There's very little counselors. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel often very sad for the public schools because they have a lot on their plate. They really do.
Annie Butrip, she is with Brightmont Academy, the director of the Saline and Northville locations, now celebrating 19 years, Brightmont. And you can go online and find out more, brightmontacademy.com. Wonderful to find out about your school. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
Larry Osterling joins us this morning as well. Larry is the head of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, who was brought out of retirement recently to fill that role. Nice to have you with us.
What was I thinking?
Give us an update on chamber happenings.
Well, first of all, I you know, people talk about our school system, which is a big selling point, I have to admit, for our market.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right up there with a lot of high achievers. But I got to thinking as you two were talking, a lot of that it starts with the teachers and the parents, and they're finding the type of resources that mm-hmm. we have, like Annie presents to us. And I got to believe that's the foundation blocks for why we have such a great success ratio. I mean, I'm not sure exactly where Saline ranks in the state lately, but it's right up in the top, always in the top 10. And part of it's the types of things that you bring to our community, and we do appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I do want to, first of all, issue 2 A-pluses. First of all, to Annie, because I know, Lucy, we've done a lot of interviews here, and I'm not sure all your listeners know that you ask for information, talking points. By far, Annie, what presented to us in terms of talking points, deserves an A+.
Well, she's a director of a school. They know what they're doing.
Well, I guess so. And, of course, you always do your homework, so you get an A+ every week.
Thank you.
But I forget what your original question was.
Any activities that the chamber has going on?
We have tonight is our Business Enterprise Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that every year. And that to me, as a chamber guy, maybe an old chamber guy, is without a doubt not only my favorite award, I think it's the most important award a chamber of commerce can do for its community. And being vetted and getting selected as one of those few that are making it in the business world, and I shouldn't say few, one of the few that are making it really well in the business world is worth a couple more A-pluses. And tonight's award winners are, I can't do this off the top of my head. I don't even remember what I had for dinner last night. But one of them is Fred Schmerberg, and he's an old Saline guy, but it's just going to be really fun. We are pretty much, we're booked up. I'm only announcing it because it's dear to my heart. It's if I don't have any openings left. We're kind of booked solid. Although if any listener out there comes tonight and just shows up and says, I got a Larry pass off of Lucy Ann Lance, I will find you a
You'll
seat.
You'll make sure. It's 5:30 tonight at Stonebridge Golf Course in the clubhouse there. And here are the awardees. Fred Schmerberg from Schmerberg Law is getting the Bill Mangold Lifetime Achievement Award. The new rising star business, Guaranteed Rate of Celine. Large business, A&H Lawn Service, Tim Austin, Brandon Hertel, just incredible what they've done for the Celine community. And, you know, they do it from the bottom of their hearts, and they don't ballyhoo it to a lot of people. Case in point, what they did with the median and right in the center of town there, for free, putting in all those flowers and landscaping and maintaining them as well. Mm-hmm. But they give back in many ways. And then the small business is Great Lakes Educational Group. So congratulations, one and all. You can go to CelineChamber.org and then click on events and look up the business awards, and there's all the information there. And big salute to everyone who's going to be saluted tonight.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Larry Osterling with the Celine Area Chamber of Commerce. His special guest today, Annie Buttrip, director of Brightmont Academy in Celine. And I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.